I didn't know they had gone quite that far, but I suppose it was logical.
You approve as a doctor?
As a doctor, I'm not sure. She took another capsule from her pocket and rolled it between thumb and forefinger, staring at nothing, or something the rest of us couldn't see. In a way, it makes my job simpler. A lot of diseases simply no longer exist. But I don't think they know as much about genetics as they think they do. It's not an exact science. They could be doing something very wrong, and the results wouldn't show up for centuries.
She cracked the capsule under her nose and took two deep breaths.
As a woman, though, I'm all in favor of it.
Hillebo and Rusk nodded vigorously. Not having to go through childbirth?
That's part of it.
She crossed her eyes comically, looking at the capsule, gave it a final sniff.
Mostly, though, it's not having to have a man inside me. You understand? It's disgusting.
Moore laughed.
If you haven't tried it, Diana, don't...
Oh, shut up.
She threw the empty capsule at him playfully. But it's perfectly natural, I protested.
So is swinging through trees, digging for roots with a blunt stick. Progress, my good Major, progress.
Anyway, Moore said,
it was only a crime for a short period. Then it was considered a... Oh, curable dysfunction,
Alcever said.
Thank you. And now, well, it's so rare. I doubt that any of the men and women have any strong feelings about it, one way or the other.
Just an eccentricity, Diana said magnanimously.
Not as if you ate babies.
That's right, Mandela, Hillebo said. I don't feel any differently toward you because of it.
I'm glad. That was just great. It was dawning on me that I had not the slightest idea of how to conduct myself socially. So much of my normal behavior was based on a complex, unspoken code of sexual etiquette. Was I supposed to treat the men like women and vice versa? Or treat everybody like brothers and sisters? It was all very confusing. I finished off my glass and set it down.
Well, thanks for your reassurances. That was mainly what I wanted to ask you about. I'm sure you all have things to do, goodbyes and such. Don't let me hold you prisoner.
They all wandered off except for Charlie Moore. He and I decided to go on a monumental binge, trying to hit every bar and officers' club in the sector. We managed 12, and probably could have hit them all, but I decided to get a few hours' sleep before the next day's muster. The one time Charlie made a pass at me, he was very polite about it. I hoped my refusal was also polite, but figured I'd be getting lots of practice.